This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1654. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 31st, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Finland, France, Germany, Guiana French, Korea South, Mali, Malta, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Portugal, Sarawak, Ukraine, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Bangladesh Betar caused a minor sensation this week by shifting 2 kilohertz unexpectedly. As a matter of fact, I had suggested they opt to get off 4750 to avoid all that interference from 2 stations in China and 1 in Indonesia. Were they listening to me? Well, they denied they even made the change. But nevertheless, Ron Howard in California found BB on 4752 exactly instead of 4750 for their home service, January 24th from 1226 to 1603 UT, including a bit of English news at 1250 and 1530. On January 28th, Supratik Sanatani in nearby West Bengal wrote to the senior engineer of Bangladesh Betar about the 2 kHz shift. His reply denied that they had changed the frequency. Nevertheless, he may have looked into it because by January 29th, sometime during the local evening, they shifted back to 4750, as first noted by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. But while they were on 4752, there were many other DX reports of it, especially by those who could split the 2 frequencies with good selectivity and have better reception of Bangladesh, thanks to the change, although it was only temporary. The World Radio TV Handbook has published its first updates to the 2013 edition on their website, including the national radio section about Radio Panamericana La Paz, Bolivia. Back irregularly on 6105 variable, and the schedule is Monday through Friday from 10 until 03 UT, Saturday and Sunday, much shorter from 1100 until sign-off at 23. Sad news, January 31st, from Jorge Freitas in Brazil about another Brazilian DXer who has just died of a heart attack, Adalberto Marques de Azevedo. We recall some of his logs being quoted a few months ago, but hadn't heard from him lately. And I always love to pronounce his name, Adalberto Marques de Azevedo. In our early evenings, we've been getting both Asian and Latin American signals on 60 meters. 4877.2, January 26th at 0115, had some music with less fading than the Asians. And this off-frequency leads one to assume it is Radio Roraima in Brazil. Checking previous reports, I find that it's been varying quite a bit. You never know where it's going to be, at least in a 3 kilohertz range, from 4875 past 4878. It was also reported January 23rd by Harold Froge in Michigan on 4876.9 until sign-off just before 0400. We used to enjoy Terry O'Reilly's show on CBC Radio 1, The Age of Persuasion, but the current one he's producing is called Under the Influence, I guess a slightly broader topic than advertising, and a recent episode, as Sean Axelrod points out, was titled Radio is Dead, Long Live Radio. It's scheduled Mondays and Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. local time across Canada on CBC Radio 1, or check the website cbc.ca/oneword, Under the Influence. Among the many anomalies of Radio Havana, Cuba, the 11760 transmitter was putting out spur blobs all over the 25-meter band January 28th, first noticed at 1322 UT and still going until the fundamentals signed off at 1600 and all the others went off with it. They were roughly every 14 kilohertz, heard between 11674 and 11954. Here's another oddity. Robin Harwood in Tasmania was monitoring the Twente Netherlands web receiver January 29th at 0219 UT and was hearing Quran chanting on 9190.96, a frequency where there are normally no broadcasters. Many others tried to hear this, including me. I could not, but others came to the conclusion it was a radio Cairo transmitter, probably the one normally on 9905. So if you don't hear that in our North American evenings, try 9191 variable. Of course, 9905 was a replacement a few months ago for 9305. At least that's the conclusion of Wolfgang Büschel, and thanks also to Tariq Zaidan in Cairo, who identified the accent on the Quran as Egyptian. Jorge Freitas in Brazil was still hearing this on January 31st at 0111 UT, 18 hertz above 9191, with a dramatization in Arabic as picked up on the Netherlands receiver, but not in Brazil. You may have heard news about an incipient coup in Eritrea January 21st, an uprising at least by some soldiers, but it fizzled. Trying to figure out what really happened, Reporters Without Borders in France said the main source of information is a clandestine radio station serving Eritrea, Radio Arena. Thanks to Yimber Gaviria for passing that on. Not that we can understand them, but if you want to listen to that, it's scheduled at 17 to 1730 UT on 11560 via Pridnestrovia. Jorge Freitas in Brazil was able to hear that from the Dutch remote receiver. This transmission started in mid-November, so it just missed being listed in the new World Radio TV Handbook. One of many other clandestines for Eritrea, this one originating in Ethiopia, is at 15 to 16 UT, Voice of Democratic Alliance. The 31-meter band frequency is never right on. It's varying all over the place, nominally 9560. But January 29th at 1512, I was getting a heterodyne indicating it's on 9565.6 and varying slightly, clashing with China Radio International via Albania. If you're listening to one of our earliest broadcasts, as you always should try to do, this will not be out of date. A reminder from Alan Pennington in the British DX Club that Scandinavian Weekend Radio in Finland is on the air February 1st into 2nd. It's from 22 UT on Friday, lasting 24 hours as usual. They have 100-watt transmitters on 6170 or 5980 and 11720 or 11690. You can see their full schedule at www.swradio.net. DX Remix News Bulgaria reports that the fifth transmitter of Radio 700 in Kahl, Germany, KALL, was tested January 25th. It was to run 24 hours on 3985 with 1 kilowatt. I was wondering who would be first to take over the frequency abandoned by Croatia. According to this listing, the other transmitters at KALL are 1 kilowatt on 3955 and 6085, 10 kilowatts on 9700, and 100 kilowatts on 6005, the others not running a full 24 hours. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts was hearing threshold reception between midnight and 02 UT January 27th and 28th on 3985. It was a mystery signal from him until this information came out. He was hearing some music, but the interference was too loud, of course, from U.S. amateurs. More news from Germany via Dave Kenny of the British DX Club. An extra broadcast of XVRB, the Music Museum, is scheduled for Sunday, February 3rd. It had been supposed to run on January 20th, but the transmitter failed to start up, so this is a replacement on 6045 at 09 to 10 UT. January 30th, around 01 UT, I found that the French Guiana transmission of Radio Republica on 9490 is still putting out pairs of spurs far beyond that frequency. The strongest ones are plus and minus 116 kHz approximately on 9374 and 9606. And for the first time, I also heard weaker spurs at double that, 232 kHz out, 9258 and 9722. Furthermore, some closer ones, 36 kHz above and below on 9454 and 9526, and 70 kHz off, 9420 interfering with Greece and 9560 interfering with Vatican. Those two are actually probably related as exactly two times the closer ones. After 02 UT until 04, it's obviously the same transmitter from French Guiana carrying Radio Japan in Japanese on 5960. Since I've heard many times before, spurs at exactly the same separation from that frequency. We've previously mentioned that KBS World Radio broadcast direct from South Korea, supposedly for North America, are actually aimed at southern South America, 81 degrees, since they apparently have no North American antennas anymore, having relied on relays for a number of years and having given those up, although they do have a new transmitter which is supposedly going to serve North America somehow. Wolfgang Büschel likes to consult Google Earth and look at transmitter sites and figure out the angles for various antennas. And he says he sees one aimed at 25 and 205 degrees. 205 would be for Indonesia and Malaysia, and it could be reversed at 25. That would aim well toward North America, but apparently it is not able to be used. We might like to listen direct to ORTM in Mali for news from that troubled country, especially if we understand French. But they don't make it easy. In fact, they make it impossible. January 29th at 0610, I had a good strong carrier on 5995, as Mali is scheduled to sign on there at 0600, but no modulation. Sometimes there's a bit of modulation, but not always. Their other frequency in the daytime is 9635. There was a report by Steve Wood in Massachusetts, January 28th at 2210. He was again hearing the night frequency 5995, a very low signal, and barely any audio but some dialogue in French. The modulation is practically non-existent. Via Dario Monferrini Pledix, a notice from Charlie Prince that he's back on the air. The first Sunday of each month on 7330 via France. I'm filing this, however, under Malta None because it seems his program is all about promoting Malta, which of course no longer has any shortwave station itself. In fact, there was already a test transmission on Sunday, January 20th, we didn't hear about in time. The hour is at 11 to 12 UT on 7330, 100 kilowatts from Issoudun, France, on a 50-degree beam, in German at least, as it was already heard by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, and also heard by Luca Bottofiora in Italy. However, at that hour, I suspect reception will be not very good, if at all, in North America. Sundays, February 3rd and March 3rd, 11 to 12, UT on 7330. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1654. Our website brings you a great deal more information, free of advertising, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Henning Fallbruch in Germany, who sent a contribution in Euro via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Yes, if you use the PayPal route, they'll take care of the currency conversion. One may also send a check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. And at this point, I've acknowledged everyone who's contributed in the past few weeks, so I hope by next week there will be a new name to mention. Myanmar continues to be missing from 7110 in our mornings, their evenings. It used to be quite regularly heard. Apparently one transmitter failed, and we wonder if they'll ever come back. But there are other places to hear Myanmar. Supratik Sanatani in Kolkata, India, was hearing the Burmese program on 7185. Of course, he's quite close, a strong signal, parallel to 7200, and a moderate signal on 7215, January 27th at 1110 UT, but all three went off at 1120. He says Babu Gupta noticed poor signals in the morning there on 9730, which also went off abruptly, and was wondering if they're testing. Ron Howard in California replies, it seems Myanmar Radio was doing something different January 27th. It was almost fair at 11:03 till sign-off at 11:20, 100 hertz above 7200. But they had two audio feeds. The stronger audio was parallel to 5985.83, which continued past 11:20, and underneath a different secondary, much weaker audio, presumably also from the same station. He says, I was unable to hear the spur I normally catch on 7185.84 when 7200.1 is on the air. I don't recall ever finding the two frequencies in parallel before, so it seems they are doing some testing worth further monitoring. The Radio Nigeria domestic service from Abuja on 7275 is quite difficult to hear. It's totally blocked by Tunisia until it signs off at 0626. But on January 27th, after that, I was getting a fairly good signal. It was undermodulated, as always, but enough for me to hear some IDs as Radio Nigeria and a report on the African Cup of Nations. In case you'd lost track of what became of Hamada Radio International, the RMI service in Hausa for Nigeria, which was on 9 MHz in the summer, DX Remix News Bulgaria provides the current schedule. It's Monday through Friday at 0530 to 0600 via Now in Germany, 7350, 100 kilowatts aimed due south. The Tulsa, Oklahoma market, observed by Bruce Winkleman and subsequently by yours truly, 1120 KEOR, after months of playing nothing but Mexican music, has vanished again. And KFAQ 1170 turned their IBOC so-called HD noise back on as of January 15th. One Talk Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, is a tough catch on 7325, especially when China Radio International is running 500 kilowatts on the same frequency. However, don't forget there is a semi-hour break in CRI transmissions from 14 to 1430 UT. January 30th at 1348, I could tell there was a signal underneath China in Japanese. And once it was off at 1358, the weak signal continued, playing mostly music. I'm quite sure this must have been Wantok Radio Light. Another way to nail it down is that it's slightly low in frequency, as I could tell it was, although not measuring it as precisely as others. Ron Howard in California put it 50 hertz below 7325, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured it 41 hertz below. Among the Peruvians I mentioned last week was Radio Ondas del Sur Oriente in Quijabamba on 5120. Little did we know that it was about to abandon that frequency and move to a new one inside the 60-meter band. As discovered by Pedro F. Arunategui in Lima, the new frequency is 30 hertz above 4835, which he heard January 28th from 2310 into the next UT day at midnight 22. Relatively close, he had quite good reception. They were in parallel with the Lima station on medium wave Radio Felicidad 1110. But they went into local programming after midnight UT. And he sent us an audio clip where they were even announcing the new frequency as of that date. so naturally I've been trying to hear it. No point in trying after 01UT when WWCR is on the next channel, 4840. However, on January 30th, I was trying as early as 2337, a just barely audible carrier. At midnight 50UT, it was a little bit better. I could make out some talk, which might be in Spanish, but still quite a weak signal. I suspect this frequency change also signifies that Ondas del Sur Oriente has become duly licensed and is eligible for that in-band frequency. WRTH showed no call sign on 5120 with 1 kilowatt and a schedule of 1000 to 0300 UT. That's a sign, of course, that it's not really licensed. I guess the previous Peruvian on 4835 and still listed in Aoki, Radio Marañón, is long gone. Now, however, Quillabamba will collide with Sikkim in the mornings and or VL8A Australia, as long as it keeps on 60 instead of 120 meters. On its former frequency, it was reported signing on in the mornings at quite variable times before or after 11UT. And more about last week's other big news from Peru, the new station Radio Chasqui. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden has been hearing it and has contacted the operator, Bruce Maddux, M-A-D-D-U-X. He replied that they began transmissions in November. It had not been on the air for many years, but has a new solid-state transmitter. And he was the first international listener to contact the station. 5980. In Sweden, he says the window is between 22 and 23 UT, and got an ID at 2259 before the interference started. That's too early for us here, so I've been checking at 01UT. The schedule is supposedly signing off at 0100, but they've been staying on another 5 minutes almost after the Chinese jammer closes at 0100 sharp. It's been quite weak and hard to get a definite ID, but I'm sure that's it, as I can tell it's in Spanish. So check 5980 between 0100 and 0105 and hope that the off-schedule Cuban jamming relents. Rafael Rodriguez also found a rudimentary website for the station, mostly consisting of some photos. It's www.bmmcusco.org. Slant, one word, Radio Chasqui, C-H-A-S-K-I, and the R and the C are capitalized. There we see that they also have a previously unknown AM frequency, 630, as well as Radio Mensajero on FM 94.9. Since Radio Portugal suspended its shortwave broadcast a few years ago, there has remained faint hope that they might resume, since a final decision had not been made, but now it has, thanks to a report in Lusasol. The minister in charge of this, Miguel Relvas, is quoted in translation, "We will eliminate shortwave. There is no way we will make the necessary legislative changes." Thanks to João Costa in Portugal for posting that news on Rádio Escutas in Brazil. Partha Sarathi Goswami in India sent us news just in time that Radio Free Sarawak announced it would be testing a different frequency, January 25th only, 9900 between 12 and 13 UT. It was well heard by a number of DX listeners, especially using remote receivers in Southeast Asia. And WRN will be carrying out another test of this on Monday, February 4th at 12 to 13 on 9900. We don't know the transmitter site. Ymir Gaviria sends news from Ukraine that the government there is reducing radio and TV personnel at the state networks, according to the FA News Agency. They don't mention the external service, Radio Ukraine International in particular, and of course they've been off shortwave for some time. So I wonder if they're still on webcasts. Yes, they are. I found, in fact, a new English broadcast, since they were mentioning a current date, after 0300 UT, January 30th. It's the NRCU4 stream, If you go to radioukr.com.ua/en. There's been a lot more discussion of what to do with the Broadcasting Board of Governors. See the new DX Listening Digest number 13-05 and or KimAndrewElliott.com. Kim also says the last VOA special English newscasts were on 25 January. Usually they'd been at the beginning of special English broadcasts at the bottom of certain hours. The special English features will continue, but VOA regular English newscasts at the top of the hour are slowing to a speed faster than special English, but slower than the previous top-of-hour newscasts. Hauser continues to enjoy hunting harmonics, especially on the 2 MHz band from medium wave stations. Lately, I've been chasing one on 2660 in the mornings here around sunrise. It's playing gospel music most of the time, and I'm almost positive it's KGLD in Tyler, Texas, 2x1330. In January, they're supposed to go to full day power of 1 kilowatt at 1330 UT, but in February, it's at 1300, so that should be the best time to hear them. And on January 31st, I found another one. This one is slightly below 2240 kilohertz. It was in Spanish with lively talk and music at 1220 UT, but fading out by 1245. It could be the second harmonic of 1120 or the fourth harmonic of 560, and I suspect it's in eastern Mexico, like 2910. From the Media Decoder blog at the New York Times via Bill Padalon and Mike Cooper, WBEZ, the Chicago public radio station, is hoping Chicagoans will help create a new generation of listeners. In a new ad campaign, it encouraged residents of the city to hook up with other Chicagoans and procreate. As Tansina Vega reports, a tagline on one ad sums up the new campaign, the 2032 membership drive: "We want listeners tomorrow. Go make babies today." Or, "Do it for Chicago." And interesting people make interesting people. The campaign was meant to playfully encourage listeners in their 20s and 30s to make babies so that by 2032, the station will have a slew of teenage listeners. Ho Chi Minh Radio, the coastal station in Vietnam, has an English broadcast for mariners on 7906 USB. I was hearing it January 27th at 1306, very poor, although it sounded like Vietnamese to me. But about 4 minutes later, there was a long series of rapid beeps and nothing further heard. Do those mark the end of the transmission? Ron Howard says you are correct. They begin and end with unique beeps and tones. This might help others to identify the broadcast. The timing of the sign-off varies. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 28th. ANK indices peaking at 8 and 3 on February 9th and 10th, and 15 and 4 on the 22nd. Solar flux rising from 125 February 1st to 140 on the 4th and 5th, and dropping to 105 by the 14th and 15th. That's World of Radio number 1654. Glenn Hauser, thanks very much for listening, and I hope you'll make a point of hearing me again next week.